Astoria in the borough of Queens is where you'll find the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden, a Czech pub and social centre which first opened its doors in 1919. Today it offers one of the very few large spaces for al fresco drinking in the whole of New York, a fact reflected in extremely long queues to get in during the summer months.
Bohemian Hall first opened well after the Bohemian Citizens Benevolent Society was established. The land it's built on was donated by a farmer, I believe, of Czech descent, and the society first intention was to build a school and a gathering place for Czech people.
Lizanne Fluxman is assistant general manager of the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden and is herself of Czech descent.
Their hopes were to give the Czech citizens that had now migrated to the United States a place they could educate their children, and also to help them to be good, responsible American citizens and to represent their culture in a positive way to the American society.
How was the building funded?
A lot of the funding came directly from the immigrants themselves. They built themselves, they didn't hire people, and they donated any goods or materials needed to do the projects.
Also, I believe not long after this place was opened, America introduced a ban on drinking with prohibition.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the earlier members thought it was kind of doomed, because just as the beer garden had reached completion, prohibition came into being, and it wasn't legal to have alcohol served.
Prohibition, of course, ended 75 years ago, and many things have changed since then, including the profile of visitors to the Bohemian Hall pub and its adjacent beer garden, both of which have been run since their inception by the Bohemian Citizens Benevolent Society. General Manager John Argento says the clientele isn't as Czech as it used to be.
Especially in the summertime, the percentage goes way down, because Astoria has been changing over the last 5 years. It's a lot of young, I guess what we call yuppies, upwardly mobile people who've moved here because of the cheaper rents, a lot of students, and it's just a whole new population for Astoria, which was formerly like some Czechs and a lot of Greeks. But we're finding that it's young people with their first jobs, a lot of college guys who are just starting out, and this is a great neighborhood. We're also getting a lot of people because of the popularity of Bohemian Hall. They found out about it. It's like a gem. There's nothing like it in New York City. We actually get people coming in from all over Manhattan, from Brooklyn, from all the boroughs, because there's just nothing like it. Real estate is so expensive in Manhattan that, and New York City, that something like the Bohemian Beer Garden just economically doesn't make sense to exist anywhere else. But here it does, because it's owned by the society.
And I'm told that the Beer Garden is one of the few in the whole of New York State.
There are a couple. It's certainly the only Czech one. There's probably a German one out in New Jersey and another German one out on Long Island. But this is as a Czech beer garden, this is unique.
Unfortunately, I'm here before it opens after some renovation work. But what's it like at its busiest?
It's absolutely insane. It's like you have to get here early or you won't get a table. And if you don't get here earlier than that, you may have to wait on the line to get into the garden itself. And people love it so much that they'll wait out there for like 2 hours online just to come in and get a cold pilsner.
What about events here? Do you have many Czech events that take place here, like concerts and so on?
Yes. In fact, we brought over, we're having this band Čačka Vilna, which seems to be, to my opinion, kind of like they play bagpipes, and it's a traditionally influenced sound, but it's like still has some pop elements and some rock elements, and they're playing live in the garden on Saturday. In fact, they're opening the garden on Sunday next week. We also have the Czech Slovak Festival here. It runs for 3 days, and it's just thousands and thousands of people with ethnic dances, and we bring a Czech band in from Texas. We have a local band of Slovaks called Pajtaši. They play here. We sell ethnic products in the booths, and it really introduces that earlier group of people I told you, the yuppies, it introduces them to what Czech culture is.
And do you think that they would have any understanding of what Czech culture is when they come here first, perhaps?
Not at first. A lot of people make the mistake that they assume in America that a beer garden is German. And we're not German here. So, and we, by the music that we play, by by the music that we play, by the beers that we serve. We serve a lot of Czech beers. They come in not knowing it, but they leave knowing the culture, because we bring a lot of Czech students over that they meet in the summertime, who work as waiters, who work as busboys, and they interact with the customers.
We're very proud of our spichkova. We have dumplings. We have roast pork, tripe soup. We have many very delicious dishes from the Czech Republic.
And what about, more importantly, the wet stuff?
Yes, we also have water and some pivo. We have some beer available to you. We have Pilsner Arkel, Staropramen, Czechovar Light and Czechovar Dark, Brauček, Krušovice Light, Krušovice Dark. Yeah, that's it.
What's your biggest seller?
I'm not telling.
That's not water anyway.
I'd say Pilsner.
And among your notable visitors has been Václav Havel himself.
That's correct. He was kind enough to dedicate a tree in our garden. And if anybody visits, they can come see our tree. It has a beautiful plaque written in Czech right next to it. And we're very proud of our tree.
Lizanne Fluxman. Under expansion plans, Havel's lime tree may also find itself surrounded by happy beer drinkers in the winter months. So manager John Argento told me when I asked him if earnings from the summer crowds could keep the place going all year long.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the place is just crazy mobbed for 6 months out of the year. And our plan is to actually incorporate some kind of winter garden, which is why they brought me on, to put it out in the garden and expand the space so that we could eventually go 12 months of the year with a much bigger space.